When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now.
Like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh, oh, oh,
please.
Steve Harvey,
when?
Oh, oh, oh,
listen.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join
oh, yeah,
in
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Oh, yeah, man. Got a radio show. Do you understand that? I'm telling you, God been big in my life. I'm not going to kid you. I'm telling you, and he'll do the same thing for you. God is a gentleman. You know, I want to point that out to you. God is an absolute gentleman. He will not come in unless he's invited. He don't just barge into your life. He gives us the power of choice. You know, if you say you got it, I don't need you, he lets you have it. If you say, I need you, come see about me, he right there. It's just a real simple thing, man. So I always say to people this, if you've gotten yourself into something, and please know I have. That's why I'm so adamant about it. Because I've gotten myself in some circumstances and positions in my life. And boy, let me tell you something. I've had some low moments, man. I've had some moments where I did not know what to do. I didn't know what was next. I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't have no more ideas. I was stuck. I thought a couple of times, well, might not make it past this one. But then if I don't make it past it, what's going to happen? And then I held on to this little thing that my mother kept talking to me about. She said, sometimes, son, when you ain't got nothing else in you, just hope. She said, just hope it'll be all right. You know, and what I've learned in my life is that hope is the beginning of faith. Hope is just, is there a possibility out there for me? I sure hope something happened. See, hope is okay, man. Because like I say, for me, the way I've lived my life, hope was the beginning of faith. It was just the idea. It's just the thought that something could change for me, that something could be a little bit different for me. that maybe, man, just maybe, for some reason, I could be saved. I could be rescued. Things could turn around. It could head in the other direction. Maybe I could quit messing up. Maybe somebody will forgive me. Maybe somebody will just say, all right, I don't know. But I can't count the times I've been in that position. But then once I hope a little bit, and then I remember also my mother, because she was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me the most valuable lesson I've ever learned in my life. Nothing has been greater in my life than my faith. She taught me to pray. Mama used to say, when it get real dark for you, son, prayer changes things. She said, when you seem like you lost and you can't find your way, stop and pray. She said, because prayer changes things. You know, when you get a point in your life when you've done all you can do and you can't do no more and you just don't know what to do next, she said, stop, son, pray. And combine that prayer with that hope that you got. She said, because that hope is the beginning of faith. She said, if you pray just hoping, she said, if God come through for you, that'll give you confidence that he can do it again. And then after a while, you quit hoping. She said, you start believing. She said, that's when you're on to something. If you can turn that hope into belief, that hope into faith, the ability to believe in something that you can't see. But the key, though, to faith is you're believing in something that you can't see. See, hoping a little bit different for me. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I say oftentimes, I tell a lot of people who can explain this thing a lot better than I can to you. But just from my side of it, being as real as I can be with you. See, hope helps, man. If you ain't strong enough to have faith, have hope. And then if you pray with some hope and God answers your prayer, then that hope gains a little confidence. And after a while, that confidence becomes faith. Now it ain't just hoping, but I'm believing. I'm believing in something that I cannot see. Faith has been the key to my entire existence, even when I didn't have any. It was faith, as I look back on it, that has gotten me here. And not just faith, but my faith. See, you will only get to where you're going in your life based on your faith. See, a lot of people get the word faith confused. Like, what's your faith? And then they start going down this whole list of all these different religions out here. But really, in essence, man, when I talk to people about faith, I'm talking to you about your belief. How much do you believe in the unseen? How much do you believe in the things you can't see? How much do you believe in the impossible? How much do you believe? See, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. Faith is the core of all that is happening to me today. It is the faith that I have in my relationship with God that enables me to just oftentimes, if I stay on the right course and believe a certain way and act a certain way, his blessings just pour. They just come. And it comes in a lot of little ways, too, I've started to notice. See, it ain't just, a lot of people think blessings is money. Nah, man, that ain't it. It's coverage. It's every time my plane lands safe. It's every time they predict bad weather and I get up in the sky and it don't be no bad weather. You know, this is favor. These are blessings that get poured out to me. Somebody call me and offer me something. Not money, but an opportunity. You know, somebody say, hey, man, I don't know, but I sent this to you. I thought you might be interested in it. Somebody will send me a scripture or somebody will send me something. That's favor. And it always comes at a time when I need it the most. That's favor. That's pouring out blessings. Now, I'm also the recipient of a lot of other blessings, too. You know, I've been blessed with health. That's amazing blessing, man. I've been blessed with a spirit of not quitting. I've been blessed with the ability to shoulder huge amounts of responsibility. See, blessings come a lot of ways. But once you tie in to God, once you tie in and you start doing the best you can do, and you start asking for him to make you a better person, to help shape and mold you into the kind of man or person that he wants you to be, you'd be amazed what God can do with you, man, if you just invite him in and allow him to be a part of your life. I mean, what you got to lose out there? Come on. If you're sitting in the cell this morning, why would you not change? I watch these shows about men locked up all the time who wait and they get in their 40s and they decide, man, I'm tired of this. I've lived most of my life behind these bars. When I get out this time, man, I'm going to get it right. Why you got to wait till you're 40? I mean, when you're 40, it's cool. Get yourself together whenever it happens. But, man, do you know that you were not created to live behind bars? God didn't make you that way. But if you've gotten yourself into that position, though, see, now you got to do the best you can. But ain't no need to look at it, God being mad at it. We'd have made all of our decisions, got us to where we at today. You have a chance to turn your life around with a relationship with God. What you waiting on? Are you going to just keep doing it like that, huh? Really? Come on, man. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you not allow God to be a part of your life so you can get to where he wants you to be? God got some big plans for you. If he didn't, you wouldn't keep waking up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I am Steve. You dig? This is the morning show, though. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, Steve.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Food.
Yeah, yeah. Stop, stop, baby.
That's the morning show. I am the Steve Harvey part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They is the morning show.
Hello.
That's it.
Make no mistake.
You take them out and it's just Steve Harvey.
Some people would be real cool with that.
But I'm clear with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I ain't
no cool problem.
I'm going to tell you right now because I sure wouldn't be cool with it.
Neither would I.
I need
mad.
Y'all. Ooh, I'm clear mad. About that. I do no. need y'all.
And well, thank you.
We need you.
We both need each other.
This would fail miserably without y'all.
It wouldn't get a chance. I burned this whole damn thing down. It wouldn't get a shot at it.
We just got on here. He's talking about burning it down.
Man, I was just saying how much I needed.
I know.
Y'all.
I mean, you let you finish
down.
Enough.
I know.
Damn,
your little ass go carry some matches. What you gonna burn?
Let's get it started.
Black people always talking about burning. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Already.
Wow. Oh, so you feel good, Steve? I gotta tell you, I have to say this as your friend, sometimes my cousins used to say friend girl, as your friend girl instead of girlfriend, they used to say friend girl. Anyway. You look good. You've lost a lot of weight. You're coming down, Steve. You really, really
okay.
are.
Okay, okay. Let me
really
say
are.
This. Let me say.
I gotta tell you that,
boy. You look good.
Stop. Well,
no punches. No punches or nothing. You look good.
Wait, Steve.
Oh, for real?
Tell me. Stop holding your stomach in as you say that.
I'm
though.
Trying to make it touch my back.
I know.
You can't breathe. You, see, you look good. You almost passed out.
Touch your back. I've done that before.
Yeah, but you can really tell the workout is working, Steve.
Oh, shoulders, yes. But I mean,
can I tell you something, though, man? What's crazy is...
What's that?
The weight, the actual pounds,
uh-huh.
It didn't quit moving, man.
Yeah, but you're still cutting, though.
But your muscle, though, muscle weighs more.
Don't worry
more.
About that.
Yeah.
You're cutting, man.
You look like you're working out. You do not look like a 60-year-old man.
It's defined.
I'll tell you what, hit him.
No, don't run up on him.
Hit him!
No,
he doesn't try.
He packs a punch.
Don't what
power?
Knock the hell out you!
Don't do that. And I ain't challenging nobody. I don't want to buy. I heard you looking for somebody to hit you.
Because you know there's somebody out there that'll do that.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. So I don't want to invite that. I appreciate what you're saying. You know, I would do better if I would eat right all the time, but I'm not.
Yeah. No ice cream. No pizza.
What?
Man, that can't happen. I had a sliced pizza yesterday.
Does Obi know about it, your trainer?
No, it was on the TV show. We had pizza tossing kids on the show. And I smelled it while they was tossing pizza. And I looked at my flow director, Terrell. I said, Terrell, is this edible? He said, yeah, big dog. All that's edible just on this half of the. Oh, cool.
Was it good, dog?
Yeah, and they got it from the commissary on the lot at NBC.
Uh-oh. All right, we got to go, Steve. Coming up, something funny. And then truth be told after that. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for Junior's Truth Be Told. Come on, Junior.
Hey, listen, this happens every year for Thanksgiving. Now, we're at the 14-day mark.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
14 days for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I just want to get this out here right now. Because this happens to everybody's family.
What?
Dinner starts at 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you're bringing something, you need to be there by 12.
You do.
I agree.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of eating Thanksgiving dinner in peace. No, everybody do this. Everybody family got this. Uh-huh. This is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Why are you always late with the dressing? What was you doing this morning? Right. You knew you got to bring the dressing to everybody's house.
This is true.
Why in the hell is you ain't here? We got a call. We checking up on the dressing. Why the dressing in traffic?
That's the staple of the meal, that and the turkey.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
Where is the yams?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, where is the potato salad? You call somebody and say, hello, where you at? Oh, I tell you what, I'm on my way. Why is you on your way? Dinner started at 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just want y'all to be on time. We don't know where you be with this stuff, but please get it to the house on time. If dinner started at 2, be there by 12, can you please?
I like it, Junior.
Yeah, why
like
people, as a matter of fact, why is you cooking the dressing this morning? What was you doing last night?
Really? Okay, come on now.
Huh? How's you cooking the dressing this morning? Mm.
You didn't mean tell prepped me. Prepped last night.
Prepped last night. That's all we
right.
saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carl. I didn't know what the word was, but that's what you need to be doing. Prepped last night.
Dummy looking at me.
Yeah.
We know that, Trevor.
We know you ain't.
Go ahead, Junior.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing on the table. You said to prepare.
They asked me to bring the drinks and stuff.
Yeah. Just bring a bag of ice.
Plates and the napkin.
And all of that.
Yeah, get the plastic spoons and forks and knives.
You know something, Junior?
What's up, huh?
You're exactly right. That's why we stopped it a long time ago.
People bringing stuff, potluck.
Yeah, we just cook everything at our house.
Right. One house, Steve.
Because, you know, around 1:30, we eat.
Yeah, we eat.
Because you're going to eat, lie down, watch the football game, get up, eat again.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shirley, see, I don't eat like that no more, though. I stopped that eating till I go to sleep.
Oh.
I stopped him for a while.
Even on Thanksgiving, you have one day that you can do that,
Oh,
Steve.
No, Shirley, I eat bad.
Oh, okay.
Several times.
Okay.
A week.
You're not going to stop living.
I quit loading that Thanksgiving plate up, though. I stopped.
Yeah.
I get a little salsa and just do a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa?
Yeah.
Portion control. I try to have it on Thanksgiving.
Because I used to load it and just.
Man, I ain't not no salsa.
Not on that day.
Yeah, I do a salsa.
Right. Portion control on this day?
But I don't have it where you walking by and it's a pile of food on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My plate at least be level and there's some separation, a little separation between items. I used to have to put so much on there, I'd scoop food over.
What are your items, Steve? What do you have? Turkey dressing.
The must-have is the turkey dressing. The giblet gravy.
Yeah.
The whole cranberries.
I was going to say cranberries.
Some green items. I try not to, but a little bit of mac and cheese.
Yes.
Come on now. You got to have that.
But you know what? That ain't there because that's on the bus. Because they ain't leave that morning.
they brought the mac and cheese on the bus.
You're on the bus with the mac and cheese.
Because your ass ain't made it here by 2 o'clock.
I'm not eating that.
You just sitting there with your lap just on fire. Because you ain't leave when you supposed to. But we ain't got that.
You on the 4-4.
Yeah. You on the 4-4.
Metro Houston.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Uncle. What else you got?
No. That was it. That's all I wanted to say.
You ain't got no greens on your plate?
He said greens.
I didn't hear him.
He didn't say yams. Yeah. He didn't say potato salad.
He don't listen. Yeah.
If they got potato salad, I'm going to eat that. But we ain't really potato salad people no more.
No.
I don't really see. But them yams, though.
Got to be there.
Come on now.
Them yams got to be there. And do not.
man.
Oh, so God. You put marshmallows on them.
Don't you do that.
Who started that?
It's a lot of people do that.
Who started
that? I hate sweet potato casserole. I hate it.
Brown sugar, cinnamon, and get here.
Nutmeg. Wait,
and
no.
Butter.
You got to have nutmeg.
I thought only white people put marshmallows on their yank.
Mm-mm, no.
Black people do it.
But this black person does. When you go to somebody's house and you can see that there's marshmallows in the, in them yams, you don't even touch them.
Nope.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Nope. I don't even look at them.
No, you don't even touch them.
Because I get mad. That makes
you get
me
mad.
So mad.
My husband likes that.
Yeah. Oh, Tosh likes it? Okay. Yeah. All right, now this was part
That's
two.
That's because he was in the Army.
And you know what? He says that too. He said he ate dirt, so whatever.
No, that's what. No. Tosh liked it because he was in the Army. Tosh didn't open up packets of food, ain't know what it was.
Yes. What they call them, the ration.
Ration.
Yeah.
Carly, you say he ate dirt?
Yeah.
What's a little marshmallow?
He'll say that all the time.
Do?
Girl, I was in the Army. I eat that, whatever. He says that all the time.
So part two of this something funny.
What's that?
I don't know if you heard about this story, but LeBron James could be feeling the heat right now. This Instagram model, her name is, and she's a hunter as well. Her name is Heidi V. Hoback.
She's a hunter?
Hoback.
Yeah,
her last name, Hoback?
Yeah. She's a model and a hunter. She shared her exchanges with LeBron on this public platform, okay? She said, well, it goes like this. Athletes post on girls' DMs, but this Hoback woman posted on Snapchat per screenshots in which LeBron James asked her, he said, teach me how to hunt and I'll teach you how to play ball. Deal? LOL. So she posted that.
Well, all
so
the
question
backs,
is
I know.
On Snapchat. So the question is,
don't play ball.
If a married person messaged you on Twitter or Instagram, would you expose them? Because she exposed him.
Well, I mean, he said,
he put
if
LOL.
You teach me how to hunt.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to play ball. Right.
Harmless. Harmless.
You better fix it.
Yeah.
You better fix it.
Harmless. You got to go there.
Right.
Harmless. These are our two professions.
What do Hoback look like? Let me see what she look like.
No, you
just
right.
Put Hoback in?
That was innocent.
Heidi. Her name is Heidi.
Heidi Hoback, though.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hold away. It's on Instagram.
Snapchat.
Just type in her name. You'll see her image.
Yeah. All right. Up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
After I find Hoback, we'll run this prank.
Shirley, you saw Steve try to fix it.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news. But first, it's the nephew with Run That Prank Back.
Are we through talking about Hoback, though? We ain't talking about her no more?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we have moved on.
Yes. Okay. You hear my tone.
I mean, I do want to hunt, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
You ain't going to make it, though.
It's almost the, you have 14 days. Your uncle gave you 14 more days to be in this marriage. You better get it together.
It's
going to
be some hunting going on.
Get it together, son.
Okay, okay. All right. Hit a prank. We're just running it back. I'm scared to say it because she
listening.
WCS. WCL, wife correction.
WCS.
Yeah.
Know your prank title. You scared?
WCL, wife correction. Just run it.
You scared to say wife after Hoback?
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach George, please.
Who is this?
My name is Marcus with WCS. Call and see if we can actually try to lend you our services. We understand that you're having a few problems and want to see if maybe WCS can bring a better life to you and you can have an exciting life better than the one you have now.
Who is WCS?
We are with Wife Correctional Services, sir. WCS, what it is we take your wives for a couple weeks and we reprogram them so that it's
suitable. Take my wife.
Of course, you have to sign a waiver contract, but we take your wife and we reprogram them so that they will act in a fashion of what you want them to act.
Whatever.
See, sir, what it is that we've gotten some reports that you've been having some problems with your particular wife. And
man, I ain't never heard of y'all, man. Where you located at?
We're here in St. Louis, sir.
Okay.
And don't worry, we're totally confidential. This is not anything that's going to get out. and your names are never submitted. First of all, here's something we can do. I can ask you questions because we've been notified that this is probably a service that you would probably want. Now, has your wife ever snapped on you in public?
And snapped on me? She, my wife ain't crazy. She don't just snap on me. She might, you know, try to check me or say something. You know what I'm saying? She ain't just gonna snap on me in public.
So your wife has tried to check you, is what you're saying?
I mean, not check me per se. I mean, she might not like something I'm doing and might say something about it, but she don't just snap on me.
So basically, your wife is not in her place where she needs to be.
Hold on. I mean, what you mean in her place? I mean, she might say something. You know, I mean, I might be doing something or, you know, might be with my boys and might get out of control a little bit. She might just say something at the time, but she don't just try to all out check nobody. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this one. Yeah. Have you ever just had some plans with your guys, was going to go out and had to change your plans because your wife?
If like I'm just talking about hanging out and I ain't let her know or something, she might, you know, be like, well, baby, I already had plans. You know, can you stay home with the boys or something? Mm-hmm. But, nothing on the regular. You know, mm-hmm. I usually do what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like denial. Okay, here's another one, sir.
Denial.
Listen, hear me out. Now, let me ask you this. Has your wife, let's say back when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, did you ever miss a playoff game on television because your wife wanted to watch something else?
Nah, man, we got two TVs in my house, man. I don't even get down. I mean, I might have to watch the little TV.
Okay.
But, I mean, I usually watch it on the big screen in the basement. Yeah,
but you've been pushed to watching the smaller television.
No, I wasn't pushed to do nothing, man. What I'm trying to tell you is, I mean, we compromise. We do 50-50 in my house. I mean, she might get the big TV to watch her stories or something, and I just have to go watch the little TV. The little TV do go out every once in a while.
See, there we go.
I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that.
You're cool
with
that.
You know what I'm
saying? So you're actually the one that's programmed, and
ain't nothing wrong with my wife. Ain't nothing wrong with in my family. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, the reason why I'm asking you these particular questions is because someone has actually let me know the problems that are at hand in your household. Let me ask you. I got one question for you. Yeah. Here's what I want to ask you. Has your wife ever cussed you out at a family cookout?
Hey, man, hold on, man. You know what, dog? You getting a little personal, man. Yeah, is this even legal, man?
I'm here.
Well, I ain't never heard of this company, man. I've never heard of you,
this,
dog.
This is something new. It's definitely.
What I'm saying, something new. I mean, what? Don't make me be your guinea pig. Don't start out calling me trying to get, you know, referrals or clientele or whatever it is you're trying to do, man. Don't call me with this nonsense, partner.
And I completely understand it. WCS, sir, is here to benefit you. It's here to
benefit. Ain't no benefit to me, man, getting all up in my personal business, wondering what's going on in my household.
Okay, well. Last thing I want to ask you, and this is the last question I have for you.
Like I said, make this the last one, straight up.
Okay. Do you buy your own clothes, or does she buy the clothes?
Hey, man, you know what, man? This man, you, whatever company this is, dog, don't call my house no more. And whoever put you up to this, whoever gave you my number, talking about my wife, checked me, got me under control, got me on lock, man, you tell him too. Dog, don't call me no more with this.
Are you in denial?
I'm in denial, dog. Don't call my house no more. I'm gonna tell you what, George Foreman or whatever.
It's Marcus, or whoever
you are, George Foreman, Marcus. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna find out where y'all located, dog. I'm coming down there and I'm gonna bust your because you're in my personal business.
So you're ready. You're ready to retaliate on me,
ready
but not.
But
you don't want to retaliate on the problems you have with your wife.
Retaliation, man. What I'm saying, you call in my house, I'm minding my own business. You worrying about who watching what TV in my house and my wife checking me in public. All I do, man, hey, dog, look, I'm telling you.
Mr. Don't you want to watch the big television?
Man, big TV, man. I'm comfortable with the TV I got. You know what I'm saying? It's in my room. I can lay across the bed, watch whatever I want to, whenever I want to.
Don't you want to be able to go out with the boys when you want to?
I go out with my partners, dog. Matter of fact, you need to get partners. You call them asking these old dumb questions.
What you want to do to me, your wife has already done to you.
Well, I see you got your damn number block. What's your phone number, man? Give me something. Tell me where to find you, man.
Why are you in denial?
Denial, dog. I'm going to tell you what's...
You need to get your wife checked in to Wife Correctional Services so that you can live a better life.
Whoever you are, man, y'all need to get a life, man.
Can I
get a life, man? Stop calling me, dog, for real.
I understand it. Can I say one more thing to you, sir?
Man, you can't say else to me, Steve, man. Straight up.
Listen to me, sir.
Yeah, what? What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Justin.
You know what? Oh, no. Hey. Okay, y'all got me, man.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know it's you, my boy Steve Harvey, doing in the morning on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, partner.
Am I stupid enough for America? That's all
yes,
I want to know.
Not yes. For us.
Not
for show.
For yeah. Is that a question?
I'm going to be stupid tonight, y'all. Fayetteville, North Carolina, the nephew is in town. Be ready. For the ignorance I'm about to bring to town. I promise you, I'm finna give it to you. It's been a long time since I gave it to you. I'm finna give it to you.
If they let you perform.
Well, you know, and it takes time.
Yeah.
You know, they're so excited to see me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny's been catching up with applause. He's
so excited to see you do what?
To do the stage play that I'm doing, Uncle Steve, Mama's Boy. That's it.
Okay,
Mama's Boy.
I ain't trying to.
No, I have an attitude.
Okay.
I'm just feeling myself, you know? I'm feeling myself.
Because when you come out on stage, what happens?
Oh, surely. Standing ovation. People clapping. Mama's Boy tonight. Ticketmaster, all Ticketmaster outlets. That's tonight in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You can catch us tomorrow night, Jacksonville, Florida. Duval. Saturday and Sunday. I'm in Miami, baby.
All right, well, Tommy, we will look forward to seeing you there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We told you guys not to sleep. Stay woke on local elections, and it worked. Folks went to the polls in what some are calling political payback against Donald Trump. Democrats won the governorships of Virginia and New Jersey on Tuesday night. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Come on, baby.
Yes, in Virginia, Ralph Northam won over Republican candidate Ed Gillespie, who the president is distancing himself from. He said that he said he didn't align himself with Trump, so that's why he lost. Ed Gillespie lost that race. Anyway, he scored well, talking about Ralph Northam now. He scored well in the Northern Virginia area, the suburbs, where many are anti-Trump. He also did better than many other Democrats in more rural regions, where Trump dominated Hillary Clinton a year ago. In New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy won the race to replace, guess who? Chris Christie as governor. Out of there. Yeah.
Go!
Wait. Let me ask you a question. But what was Chris Christie running?
No, well, his term is up.
But he'd been governor for so long, Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had to get out all that bridge gate and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. The window closing on him.
Yeah.
They're probably going to find out he got something to do with Russia.
Yeah.
You think so?
Ooh. So he's somewhere, Christie's somewhere just packing on weight to get ready to go to prison.
What?
It's for storage.
Yeah. It's somewhere just eating. Just...
And did you see what the president said to North Korea? Steve, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he told them, quote, don't try us. You know, he's over there in his 12-day Asian tour, okay?
Yeah, see, this is cool for him to say because he has not been to war.
Mm.
Let's kill the war talk. I got the sanctions. Let's do what we got to do. I understand that. But let's kill this talk about war. See, because you're not going to go, just like you got the 5 deferments not to go to Vietnam. You're not going to go. None of your kids are going to go. War ain't good for nobody, man. And I just don't like this bold talk.
Yeah,
because you're talking already to a fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This dude in North Korea, man.
Well, you know what, Steve? He's smart enough now, since he's over there in that area, not to call him Rocket Man and all of that. He backed down from all that kind of tough talk.
Because you can get your ass blowed up over there.
He just said, don't try us.
sending a stern warning to North Korea. He also said that the North should not underestimate the U.S. He argued that the U.S. and allies will not be intimidated or blackmailed by the threat of nuclear weapons. Now, what did they fire back? Kim Jong-un said something like, we stopped listening
a long time ago.
Yeah, we're no longer listening.
We're no longer listening.
We're no longer listening. So there you go with that one. Yeah, but at least he, the president has tempered some of that, all that tough talk, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's over there. Okay. Yeah, so.
Kim Jong-un,
Nothing to play with.
He sent his uncle to the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah,
anybody where they had that crazy, I wouldn't talk
about it. But everybody over there got that same haircut.
Yeah.
You better.
Anybody.
Let me find out y'all ain't wearing this right
better.
Here.
You better.
Yeah. Everything Kim Jong-un wear, the whole country got to wear.
Everybody wear.
When Dennis Rodman goes over there, he
got to
wear
that
off.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, God. All right. Steve, please bring her in, our news.
Ladies and gentlemen, our voice of reason, understanding, and all the facts, our very own Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, everybody. It's got a news, and it's a lot of news to give out this week, especially because it's been an election week. Let's start with the president. The president is in China, and he's talking trade, but he's changing his tune a little bit. He once accused China of raping, that's the word he used, raping the United States financially, but now he admires them.
Who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
He goes to Vietnam tomorrow. He also wants to, of course, enlist the help of the Chinese in trying to keep North Korea in check. Three UCLA basketball players out on bail today, but under house arrest, nevertheless, after being accused of shoplifting in China. The younger brother of Los Angeles Lakers star point guard Lonzo Ball, LiAngelo Ball, he's one of the three. The other, freshman Cody Riley and Jalen Hill, they're arrested on Tuesday. The three accused of stealing expensive sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store near their hotel. LiAngelo's father, of course, is LeVar Ball, who had only this to say.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I get some more intel what's going on, then I'll let y'all know what's up.
He says he thinks it's not as bad as it sounds, so he will see. The man called the underwear bomber for trying to blow up a plane headed for Detroit on Christmas Day 2009 is suing the U.S. government over his treatment in prison. Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmuattalab is suing both the U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Prisons, alleging cruel and unusual punishment. The explosives that Muattalab tried to ignite in his underwear didn't, and he was sentenced to 4 life sentences plus 50 years and sent to a super maximum prison in Colorado. Talib, rather, I'm pronouncing it properly for a change, is Muslim. He claims that he was placed in solitary and accuses the guards of encouraging others to insult his religion by defying his prayer rug and defiling his prayer rug and Quran with a sticky liquid. He adds that when he went on a hunger strike in protest, he was force-fed non-Muslim food. Other election results, by the way, this week, a number of firsts. Virginia elected its first openly transgender candidate to the House of Delegates. Journalist Dana Roman unseated the Republican incumbent. Some other pioneers, 2 Latinas and 1 Asian-American woman who won seats in the House of Delegates. In New Jersey, a Sikh candidate, Ravi Bala, became the first member of the Sikh religion to become mayor of Hoboken. Bala won despite anonymous flyers circulated calling him a terrorist. In Charlotte, North Carolina, elected its first black female mayor. Her name is Vi Lyles. Finally, that's right, the 70s TV cop show SWAT is coming back. Shamar Moore plays Hondo Harrelson. The first episode airs on CBS tonight. That's SWAT. I always love the music. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce the butterfly, and let's have some enthusiasm today, please.
Eugene.
What's the best you can do?
Really, Steve?
It don't merit no more. This segment is the worst segment on the radio.
Don't say that.
You are not going to sit. Let me turn this microphone.
He can hear you.
Don't do that. Because all
okay, let me ask you a question. What segment is yours better than?
The pranks.
The pranks?
Boy, please. I'll tell you right, you can get out of here.
What?
I will bust you in your damn mouth.
Dog, the pranks is killer.
Truth be told.
Boy, you can stop that.
Junior segment? No way.
No. You sit over here. Go ahead.
The strawberry ladder.
Man, you quit that.
A lie.
Oh, baby, what you giggling for? Reality update.
Baby boom.
Stop. Baby no. Crunch. Don't even start with
me. Start an update on right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people want me to do more on this show. You guys just don't let me open up and expand myself. That's the problem.
You ain't got no problem doing it.
Anyway, so I want to say this. I'm getting ready to go to Miami, Florida.
Steve is so quiet right now.
I'm not worried about it. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to Miami,
Florida. What did he say?
When?
He said
I said, y'all won't let me open up and expand.
Yeah, he said people want him to do more on the show.
More what? You don't do nothing with the time you got.
More segments. He wants more time.
People listen to me.
People want me to do.
He don't do nothing with the time he got, Shirley.
Let me say this. I'm better than Sister Odell. Hello. Ooh. Nah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm better than the pastors.
Let me tell you something. You ain't better than Kat.
Excuse me? Wait a minute. First of all, hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell.
Shirley, hello.
Hello, Sister Odell.
Kim.
Wow.
Hey, morning, Sister
Tommy.
Odell.
Yes.
What's up, dog?
You got them confused.
I did. My bad. Yeah. How you doing,
Sister
Odell?
What is this little half man talking to me about? What did you say?
All I said was my segment is better than Sister Odell.
Well, let me explain something to you.
Why
you just harass what you eat.
Why does she get music and stuff when she come into the room?
Because I'm relevant. Something you ain't.
Uh-oh.
I'm relevant and current.
You don't get a theme song because you ain't worth a damn. Your little segment stinks just like, you know what?
What?
Let me say
you don't want none of this.
Nah,
you really don't.
Let me let you switch really gears. Don't. Let me let you switch gears. I'm better than Roscoe.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming in laughing. that damn near funny thing I heard, boy.
Okay.
How the hell you better rock king over here?
Okay, well, let me say this then. Let me switch it again.
Don't nobody believe that but you.
Let me say this real quick. I'm better than pimping.
Hold on. We finna come back on this break. I'm gonna handle you.
And Ralph the white guy.
What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, Forbes magazine has tabulated the highest TV hosts, the highest paid TV hosts, the ones who have the most money. Let's go. Sitting high atop the list is Dr. Phil, who took home a staggering $79 million last year. Yes.
In 1 year?
Yes,
you better do
$79
it,
million.
Huh?
Dollars, thanks to...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil brought on 79.
You heard
in
me.
In 1 year?
365 days.
You heard me. Yes.
That means.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead, Shirley.
What am I doing?
Well, that's his salary and a percentage of the show's profits.
No,
okay?
Go ahead.
Ellen DeGeneres had an income of $77 million last year.
God. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's her salary, show's profits.
$77
million. Mm-hmm.
You heard 365 days.
Uh-huh.
You heard her.
Ellen.
Dancing Ellen?
Yes.
Didn't that mean...
What?
Okay.
Keep going.
All right.
You hear somebody breathing.
All right. Third place goes to Ryan Seacrest.
I can see that.
I don't think that's a surprise.
That ain't
anyone.
No surprise. What'd he bring in?
$58 million.
Woo! 58!
That's from him co-hosting with Kelly Ripa, producing Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and you know he's got a billion other jobs.
I mean this with a term of endearment, okay?
What?
Go ahead, white boy. God, dog.
Judge Judy is on that list, of course. $47 million.
You know she turned me on. Yeah. You know she turned me on.
I know you love her.
I love me some Judge
Judy. You replaced Ellen with her.
I did.
Judge Judy, I'm...
You stupid.
What?
$47 million.
Boy, a woman in a robe is sexy. I don't know what you talking about.
47 in 365 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have more.
Well, get to the one I'm concerned.
You better drum roll, Kat. Drum roll, please. Drum
right
roll,
now.
Please.
We about to stand up.
Uh-huh.
We about to be proud.
For his talk show.
Yeah.
And hosting Family Feud.
What?
Yeah.
He raked in a combination of $42 million. I'm talking about the one and
Hold
only
on.
None other than Steve Harvey.
Woo! Hold on.
Can I say something?
Wait what? A minute.
Motherfucker. What did you say, Shirley?
$42 million.
don't make no sense.
I can't believe how you guys are cussing.
42 million.
Stop cussing on this radio show.
This some bull.
Man.
42.
40 million.
Million.
Hold on. Come.
Huh?
Uncle Steve, that's my right there.
No. Roderick Stephen Harvey.
You can't cuss like that on this show.
You're going to keep beeping us out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Because you ain't got
I'm
42 dollars. <that don't> we got our broke asses over here, Jello.
What?
I didn't even know because he don't act like it.
No, he doesn't. Uh-uh.
He don't act like he got 40. That would throw me.
Oh, man.
Steve made the Forbes list, man.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
We don't even know where the list at.
Wait a minute. That's just two jobs?
Hold on. One more time.
Oh, my God. Hope. Do you? Okay. We ain't even got to Lil Big Shot's check. We ain't got the Thunderdome. We ain't got to the morning show.
The radio check.
This n- rich.
One more time.
This has just been a cussing break, you guys.
I'm sorry.
Really?
But can I say this with a term of endearment?
What?
Man, f*** you, man.
Man, I realize, Tommy, we ain't
He's
You got to watch your language, both of y'all.
Well, beep this
Carla. Hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? F*** y'all.
42 million. We'll be back.
Oh. Prank phone call coming up.
That's some more beeping.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss that. But first, it's the nephew. Man, have you calmed down?
Hell no.
It's the nephew's prank
call. How you calm down after that, man?
Have you find out what your uncle really
meant? We didn't even know.
This the person asked me last week how to spell ma'am. Him.
Leading.
But got autocorrect on the phone.
Yeah.
Leading. Leading the way.
This the person ain't took a trail or street, made his own road, and went and made it through. This is amazing, man.
Man, I'm telling you something. This same one thing, bread still 79 cents.
Because he hasn't what? Been in a grocery store.
He been in a grocery store 20 some years. He still think bread 79 cents.
But Steve, we really love you and we're very proud of you.
Well,
congratulations.
You know,
yeah, I'm glad you made the list.
Man.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
That really is awesome. That's you know,
it. Boy, Shirley, I saw that story. I pulled them numbers. I said, man,
what?
Man,
you know,
do you know he can change all our lives tomorrow
but
if
yeah.
he wanted to?
But miracles do
he
come
has.
True, though. Look
yeah,
where you
do.
Started. Look where you are.
I know.
Yeah,
that's amazing. You know,
ain't
seriously.
It's really the grace of God,
absolutely.
Man. I kid you not. I ain't trying to downplay it, but I can't upplay it for me because I didn't think of how to get here.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Right.
He provided a lot of opportunities for me. Now, was I willing to work? You know, faith without works is dead.
Right.
Was I willing to put in the work? Yeah. Will
mm-hmm.
I do more than most people would dare to think to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I do. I do. Mm-hmm. And I've had to put it together in a different way. You know, I didn't have the path that others had. I didn't have the. And this is after tons of mistakes. You know, just trying to figure it out, man. I've lost so much in terms of money, not knowing the business. It took me a long time to figure it out. And then I started figuring it out and I started, you know, being a lot more prayerful. And man, I looked up and, you know, but I grind so hard. Sometimes I don't even look up. Like you read the story. I kid you not. I didn't even know there was a story. I had no
yes.
clue.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes released mm-hmm. the story. And Shirley, kind of recap, because if people are tuning in, they don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's the Forbes list. You know, they do these lists of the richest people and stuff like that.
Talk show hosts,
Well, these are, you know, they do all kinds of lists. This particular list is the list
Tommy,
of the highest
Tommy,
paid TV hosts. We went through
Can
Dr.
I say
Phil,
something? Can I say
Ellen
something?
DeGeneres,
okay.
Ryan Seacrest, Judge Judy, and Steve Harvey. So there you go.
At the top.
At $42 okay. million dollars a year.
And we are so proud.
Yeah, we're happy. Congratulations.
Proud
Steve.
Of you.
I mean,
love you to death. glad you've gotten where you're doing. So I'm going to say one thing. You finna get me a TV show. Nah. Oh, hell no. This is my boss. What? Man, plus, nah. We coming up with something. Something. I'm finna be on PBS or something.
Hey, man.
What?
We on
it. Why we can't have a sitcom together?
Yes, we got to go to the prank, guys.
Here's a prank, Mr. Wiggins.
Hello?
Hello, hi. My name is George. I'm with Green Lawn Services. We came out and cut your yard yesterday, and we're trying to make sure that you liked everything thoroughly. We cut the front, the back. We also did your hedges, put some mulch in the flower beds, the weed eating in the whole nine yards. And we also left an invoice on your doorstep. Want to make sure you got that as well.
Y'all the cut my yard? Man, I walked all around, man. It looked good, but I was trying to figure out who the hell cut it.
Sir, yeah, we cut it as of yesterday. You were actually on our schedule, and we did everything thoroughly. I'm actually just calling as a follow-up.
How the hell I get on your schedule, Doc?
Sir, are you Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Hell no, man. I'm Wiggins from 50, man. You cut the wrong house. That's next door, man. So I guess you need to put your invoice on their door, partner.
Sir, you're not Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Say, man, I just told you, I'm 53, and I'm Mr. Wiggins. You done cut the wrong door. Y'all need to go over to Mr. Longhouse and get your money, because you ain't cut the You got the wrong house.
No, sir.
None of y'all coming over here trying to collect no money.
Well, sir, hold on just a second here. You're saying we didn't...
My you done cut the wrong yard.
Sir,
I ain't on no schedule. I ain't tell you come over here and cut and you go over there and talk to Malone, get your money. You can't ain't...
Sir, there's no way we can charge Mr. Malone if we haven't cut his yard. Now, let's just
back... Then you need to take your over there and cut Mr. Malone's yard and put that invoice in his yard. You ain't cut here, partner.
And sir, I understand...
thing at this house.
Sir,
y'all
listen.
Y'all done up and cut the wrong yard. You go cut the right yard and get the right that invoice. You ain't got here. You ain't getting thing at this house.
Okay, sir. I say this now.
I didn't call nobody to come cut over here. You go to that house and cut his right and get him the invoice. You ain't get here, partner.
I understand that, sir. Listen, what I want to say is, We'll go over and we'll take care of Mr. Malone's yard. I understand that we've made a mistake, but I understood you say that you did like the services. So wouldn't it be even right for you to actually go ahead and send the invoice in along with the check since you did like the services?
Well, evidently it seemed like your is retarded, because didn't I just tell you you cut the wrong yard? You go over there and cut the right yard and get your money. You ain't got nothing but practice here. You done a good job.
I understand that we cut the wrong yard, sir. I understand that. But you got the services and you like the services. I don't want to have to come out there and get the money from you.
Well, come on if you're coming. Come on if you're coming. I got something for you. Come on over here and get your money.
But you said you like...
I wouldn't give a if I said the moon was green. You cut the wrong yard, you go get your money from the right. You ain't getting here.
Sir,
come on,
you...
I got something for you. You come on over here and you see what you get.
Sir,
cut the wrong yard. You trying to get my money. You ain't getting here. Now you go get your from the right. You either right next door, go cut that and leave that paper over there.
I'm coming over there.
You want me to start some? I start some. Ain't finna come around here and do no and be charging me no money now. Yeah, I got more heat than hell. Get your money if you want to come get it.
You got your yard cut, and we deserve to get our money back. Now,
you deserve to get your whoop. You come around here trying to get some money. Now, I told you you don't cut my yard. Now,
and I'm going to tell you, don't make me whoop your behind this yard.
You come on then. You come bring your tongue.
I will whoop your behind in the front yard that just got cut.
You bring your mama and your pappy, and you come try to get this money. I'll put some on you.
Don't you? I got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening?
I don't want to hear shit. Now you come stand up some shit. Now you cut the wrong yard.
I've got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening, Mr. Wiggins?
I'm listening.
Look, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. Hello?
What? know good and well. You got... I sit there listening to this every morning, and y'all around got my.
Look at him. Your boy Gary just pranked you, man.
Oh,
hey.
We laughing now, but I'm going to whoop Gary.
Let me ask you something, though, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Great job, nephew, Mr.
Y'all, was that fine with y'all?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about before the prank. I apologize. I got carried away. Okay.
Yeah,
I just found
uncle.
Out something I didn't know nothing about.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm in Fayetteville tonight making. I'm gonna tell you what I'm making.
I wouldn't even bring it up. Though.
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you though.
Don't look at it that way.
I thought I had.
What's for you working is for you. Okay.
Why the hell? What for him ain't for me?
All right. Strawberry Letters coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now. Coming up next, today's crazy strawberry letter. You do not want to miss it. Don't forget to join me today. Please join me today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Find me at My Girl Shirley or Shirley Strawberry Live on Facebook. All of that. We'll be talking about today's letter. I'll do my fresh strawberry pick of the week, and we'll talk about trending topics, all right? Switching gears here.
We could be on the animal planet, Junior. We could do something on there. We could be the two black guys that people pick up people's dog and take them somewhere to walk them.
We got
to
come up with a show. Man.
Yeah, I could see you making $42 million with that, yeah.
Hey, it's a start, okay?
You got to piece them together.
Go ahead, Shirley.
Hey, listen, this is kind of a sad story right here. I don't really, because we love her so much. It's Jill Scott. News has it that she's called it quits with her husband, Mike Dobson. She put in the paperwork.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, I really do. This is sad. She put in the paperwork in Tennessee after just 15 months of marriage. We were all so happy for her. I hate to see breakups like this.
Me too.
It was a secret wedding, kind of. It was a surprise to everyone,
right,
especially to her fans when she got married. This was back in June of last year. Now she's citing irreconcilable differences and inappropriate marital conduct.
What is that?
I don't know, in her divorce filing.
Inappropriate marital conduct.
Yeah, well, you know.
Something you probably did.
Oh.
That's where we're going.
Okay. Okay. All right. Stay focused, guys.
I'm trying to get a dog and cat show with him. And look how he acts.
No. On Animal Planet. All right. Her husband, meanwhile, tells Bossip.com that he's never cheated nor put his hands on his wife and was blindsided by the divorce filing.
Well, let me say this to him now.
This is really sad.
Don't be talking to Mary J. Blige's ex-husband. He going to steer you the wrong way. Okay? Don't be over there talking to him.
Because he needs a job.
Whatever job you got, keep your job and go on about your business.
Yeah.
Wow, we hate that.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, this is very, very sad.
But what's not sad is 42 me.
That's a happy moment.
Huh?
Man.
Yeah.
Are you going to get over this?
I don't
Your
think he is.
This ain't nothing you get over, Carla.
Why can't you get over it?
We ain't going to get over or around it. No.
I don't know nobody personally with this type of money.
I don't either, but y'all going to have to get over it.
I'm
the year's almost
over.
Up.
I just sat down and talked to him yesterday in a briefing. I'm going to have to change how I go in there now.
What are you going to do differently?
Hey, what's up, N-word? My N-word.
Let's get to the letter, nephew.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Subject: sister drama. Hello, all. I would like to ask your advice about my sister. I am 37 years old, and I am going through a divorce. My husband and I separated because he hit me. That was the second time he had done that, and my father didn't raise no fool. I left him and filed a charge against him. My older sister was at the house and witnessed my husband hit me. Now, during the time before we went to court, my husband was frequently visiting my sister. My husband was frequently visiting my sister. My daughter, who is 9 years old, told me she heard my sister tell her daddy that she had his back. I was a little concerned, however. I did not think my sister would come to court and lie for my husband. Well, she did. The first time we went to court, she voluntarily came and testified that when I was pointing at him to go on about his business, it was possible that my finger touched his eye, which meant I gave the first initial contact. After all the evidence was presented, the judge ruled in my favor, and I got my 2-year protective order against my husband. We had to go to court a second time, in which it was clear my sister did not want to be there. However, because of her first testimony, my husband's lawyer subpoenas her to come. My husband was found not guilty of assault. My divorce will be final in a couple of months. I've not spoken to my sister since this all has taken place. She is now planning a wedding of her own. She is getting married in September of this year and asked me to be in her wedding. She had my niece ask me because of our relationship at this point. It was very hard for me to go through the fact that my sister betrayed me for my husband. I think I have forgiven her. However, I don't think our relationship will ever be the same. I have prayed about this a lot. My question to you all is, should I be in her wedding? My initial response was yes, because I believe in forgiveness. However, forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could have been any different. I learned that from Oprah. I have forgiven her. However, I do not wish to be a part of her life. My family says that I should put all this aside and be in her wedding. However, I just don't feel this is what I want to do. I would like to mention my sister and I were close prior to this. I think my sister had a thing for my husband and was hoping for something between those two, but that was never my husband's intention. Steve Harvey Morning Show, what should I do? I listen to you guys every morning, and your advice is on point. Please advise me as to what to do about my sister and her wedding. Wow. This is deep, you know, this family stuff. You know, and it's a tough one, too, because I believe in forgiveness as well. But this, I couldn't forget this. I'm sorry. And your feelings are still hurt, little sister. And I totally can understand that. What your sister did to you was awful. I mean, she testified against you in court voluntarily. Nobody even asked her to show up, and she did, to testify against you. That's hurt. You know, when your blood goes against you like that and betrays you like that, it's really hard to swallow. You know, I got to ask, where are her loyalties? Nowhere in your letter, you know, did you say that she's come to you, tried to make up, tried to, you know, ask for your forgiveness, or to even tell you that she was sorry. Nowhere in your letter, you know. That's the part to me that's really, really hurtful. You know, she hasn't even come to you to try to work it out. She didn't even have the nerve enough to come to you and ask you herself to be in her wedding. She sent her niece or your niece to do it. I think that's pretty cowardly. I really, really do. You don't have to be in this wedding. There's nothing that says you have to be in this wedding. If you want to forgive her, I can certainly understand that. You can forgive her. You don't have to forget what happened. You know, I know what your family's saying. They're probably making you feel guilty, especially if you guys were close. You know, they're telling you that happened in the past. Forget it. Let it go. But it's all about how you feel. You know, I'm big on forgiveness. If you don't think you can go there, you know, and not have those old feelings come up, if you haven't let it go yet, you know, then maybe now is not the time. I probably wouldn't go to the wedding. I just probably wouldn't go. That's not to say that my sister and I will never, ever, ever in life have a relationship. But right now, the way you feel, I wouldn't go to the wedding. I just wouldn't go. And that's about it. You know, forgive her when you can forgive her, when your hurt feelings are done, you know, when you're done being hurt. But right now, it doesn't sound like it is. And you don't want to be a part of her life. You've said that. So don't go. Don't put yourself through that. All right. 12 minutes after, we'll be back with Steve's response. right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just a reminder, in 20 minutes, she will be in the building, Sister Odell. But right now, come on, Steve, with part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Your response. For Rich behind.
First of all, Shirley was right in everything she said, but just let me go on and get to this.
Come on, Steve.
You know,
come on.
Your sister that came to court and testified for her husband, for your husband against you.
Yeah.
See, my brother can't come to court and say nothing crazy about me. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think your sister should be able to come to court and say nothing crazy. Here's the part that says she testified. The first time we went to court, she voluntarily came and testified that when I was pointing at him to go on about his business, it was possible that my finger touched his eye, which meant I gave the initial contact. See, what I'd have done in court, I'd have stood up and walked over to my sister and said, oh, you mean like this? And I'd have stuck my finger dead off in her damn eye. Because what you ain't finna do is testify against me, and I'm your damn brother.
Blood.
You my sister. I'd have stuck my finger in that heifer eye right there in court. You mean like this? Excuse me. Now, you want to know if you ought to be in the wedding. I think you should be in the wedding.
Why?
I think you should.
Uh-uh.
I say go on in the wedding, but do the whole wedding under protest. You can go in there and turn the wedding out.
That's
when the man says, I think they still do this, I ain't sure. Is there anyone here who thinks these two should not be joined together? You ain't got to do nothing credit. Do nothing credit. Just clear your throat right there.
Mm-hmm. Hard. So
is there anybody here? That starts it off. Then just go on and get in the wedding. But then you can protest. Hell, wear a black dress to the wedding. Damn what color everybody else got on. You come in black. You put your black dress in on going right there. Here's another way you could protest. If you in the wedding, and you in the wedding to protest, take your bridesmaid dress and cut a hole in the butt out.
What?
Prince?
Just cut the butt out in your bridesmaid gown. That's your personal protest about your sister's wedding. That's a kiss my blank statement if I've ever heard a kiss my butt. Cut your butt out your bridesmaid gown. Just wear with your whole thing hanging out. Here's another one you could do when you're coming down the aisle. Have somebody put a plastic knife in your back. And you just walk down the aisle in your wedding gown with a plastic knife in your back. Ain't that what the heifer did to you? Stabbed you in your back? You got to protest these types of things like this here. Here's a couple other things right here. When she sent the niece to invite you to be in the wedding, what you should have did was you should have gave your niece a brown paper bag and put a dead fish in it.
Oh, like the Godfather.
What? Like the Godfather. Send that back to your sister. And a little note in there. You'll soon be sleeping with the fishes. You got to do gangster stuff to people when they do stuff to you.
What else? What else can she do?
Hell, when she wake up in the morning, have a horse head in the bed. Let's just go with it.
No.
A bloody horse head laying in the bed. I'm just telling you how to get back at your sister.
Thank you, Steve. We have to go. Please join me at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook today. We'll talk more about today's Strawberry Letter. Right now, please, Steve, introduce our girl from the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, boys and to the girls. Cheryl Underwood.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Wait a minute, I don't even know where to start. Big shout out to Tiffany Haddish, about to tape and host Saturday Night Live.
Go on, girl.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So proud right now.
She's
so
ready.
That's right. She ready. She going to break the door down. Next, I'll be doing it. Next, Marsha Warfield. Next, Whoopi Goldberg. All of us go over there and get these checks.
Marsha Warfield.
Absolutely. You know how to shout out everybody. You know. Adele, Simone, Monique, everybody. Come on, let's go get these checks. Oh, big shout out to the lady that thought to use her man thumb to open his own phone to find out he was cheating on her.
Start beating
plane. That behind. Whoa, slow down. Her thumb fit?
His thumb was asleep. She took his thumb.
I told y'all what I told you. You got to tape your thumbs up at night.
This was on a plane, right?
Listen,
Cheryl?
On the plane to Qatar, she whooping that behind when they found out they had to land in India. To put them both off the plane.
Off the plane.
Hope it wasn't us. Praise the Lord. Hope it wasn't us. Mm-hmm. I told you they're going to start cutting your eye out like they did in that Wesley Snipes movie when they got the eyeball for Wesley Snipes to get into the laboratory.
Stupid, Cheryl.
I wasn't in it. I wasn't in it, but I saw it. I swear for Lord, I wasn't in it, but I saw it. Hey, big shout out to the Democrats.
Yep.
And to diversity in the election. We got transgender and black in Minnesota. We got Virginia doing things. Democrats is back in the governorship. Now let's get ready to sweep in the midterm elections.
Keep it going.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Democrat is back. Big shout out to Donna Brazile, right? The Silver Fox. Yes. Say I was going to go Biden Booker. You know, so which Booker is she going to use? Cory Booker? Mm-hmm. Who are that?
Yeah, she said,
you know,
Cory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking Chucky Booker. Chucky
Turned Away
song. Yeah, Turned Away. You know, he is the musical. He was Janet Jackson musical director. Now he Lionel Richie musical director. Oh, big shout out, Steve Harvey. I'm going to need to hold $5 million since Tyrese asked the celebrity for money. Let me hold $5 million stacks, Steve.
He got 42.
And that's pocket change for Steve Harvey. Don't act like you ain't got
We just got the memo.
Listen to me now. That's what they get when they put Steve Harvey business out of the street. Because you know I'm Steve Harvey right-hand man. I'm his hype man.
Not no more.
Oh, I'm his boy. No. Listen
you
to
gotta me. Get in line,
you
got to
get in line with the rest of us.
What you mean?
We all over here now.
Yeah. Oh, see, the problem y'all got, y'all be asking for big money. Just let me hold $20. I'm good. Next payday, Steve Harvey got your back. And if the tabloids keep putting my boy on the tabloid, I buy 10 of them. I go, you know I know Steve Harvey. Is it true? I don't know. It's true. I'm just buying it because it's my dude. Right, man. I'm your hype man, Steve. Me and you, Steve. We're going to make movies together. We're going to do everything together. Steve with suits, everything.
You're not, okay.
What?
Sure, I love you, dear. You so far down this line.
Oh, no.
We ain't even finished to get to you. I'm just trying to
tell
you. If I was you, I would find another uncle.
See, I'm on the left-hand side of Steve. Y'all on the right side of Steve.
We got to go.
I'm still abandoned to Steve Harvey's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sister Odell in the building. Coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update.
What time is it right now?
Real Housewives of Atlanta are back, but
girl,
first,
they are back.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. But first, what'd you say?
What time is it right now?
About 41 after. Yeah.
41.
Yeah.
But 42, what's the number we've been talking about?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Huh? What are you talking about?
You're talking about
Steve. We're talking about
money.
The what's the report? What the people name?
It's
what the
out of Forbes magazine. Yeah. They have a list of the highest paid TV hosts.
And I got
Dr. Phil.
Phil, Ellen.
Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Seacrest.
Judge Judy.
Uh-huh. And then Steve Harvey.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. How much?
42
me.
Mm.
Can I just tell
going.
You something? Let's just tell y'all something.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean no harm to the people that work with me on my team.
Uh-huh.
But everybody, this y'all last day. Everybody on the damn team is going. It ain't but three.
You firing?
Yeah.
People?
Yeah.
V, you can't fire
Roderick, and Melvin, y'all asses is done. That's the social media department. They gone. They gone. The booking department gone. Because y'all ain't get me nowhere close to 42.
Oh, your
this.
Team. You hiring your team.
He my said team. His team.
Yeah, everybody go.
Junior, don't worry about it. We just get us TV show.
We going to have to.
All right. What do you mean?
I think if we get on the Sci-Fi channel, two Negroes in orbit.
Yeah.
It really don't matter what we do at this point.
Yeah, Uncle produced that. He can produce two Negroes. Or we just go to the Spanish channel.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know no Spanish, but the name of the show is El Negro.
Yeah.
And we just get on now. Just El Negro. We don't speak no Spanish, but we talking to Spanish people, but don't understand a damn thing.
I like it.
Can I ask y'all a question?
What?
Can I ask y'all a question?
Huh?
How are y'all going to get on TV? How are y'all going to get TV shows?
He fits together.
He finna do
Who
it.
Who is he?
42 mil?
42.
Oh, he doesn't have a name now?
Oh, no. His name 42.
Yeah. He ain't the 42nd president, but he 42, though.
You changed his name?
Right here. What?
Jackie Robinson was number 42.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good number. 42. That's a great number.
So, Hallmark champ. Two Negroes that make greeting cards.
Yeah, and we sit there and show people how to make green cards.
Yeah.
We sitting there with aprons on, glitter, all this stuff.
Yeah, all that.
Scissors.
We got
all construction paper.
All the two black Martha Stewarts. We is back.
No. How about this, Junior? Weather Channel.
You have to be a meteorologist.
We two storm chasers.
But our ass is way back there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't even hardly see the storm.
Yeah, when the lightning come, I can't. You got to finish it by yourself.
I got to go by myself.
You on the Weather Channel with your scary ass.
Exactly, Steve. Yeah. I'm 42.
Yes.
We two storm chasers, but we can barely see the storm. If you look, Tommy, Tommy, if time is lightning, that's it. We have a wreck.
Well, I done stopped the truck and everything. Turned it around.
Yeah. That's so.
Okay, hold on.
So this is a brainstorming session.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. We got to get us a show, Carl.
Did you not hear Carl?
You're talking to a person without a brain.
Come on, Carl. You not here. He got 42 million.
But.
Why y'all ain't coming up with no shows? I don't understand why y'all sitting there listening to me and Tommy. Yeah. Where the hell y'all idea? Yeah. This man got 42 million. He got to do something with this money.
You got a point, Junior.
Yeah. Y'all sitting here listening
while we over here judging.
Junior. Come up with your own.
Junior. Huh? I have 7 kids and 4 grandkids.
But that's still a lot of money left over after that.
A lot left over. Because you already stated you ain't leaving them a lot.
Don't you love it when people count your money, Steve?
Man, I'm just sitting here listening to these dudes.
And you got everything. You don't need nothing
else. What you want, another Rolls Royce? Don't look like the last Rolls Royce? You want a different color? How you want this?
Say, man, get out the garage.
Let's slide over. Let's slide over to the food champ.
Oh.
Two-Piece and Fry. That's me. That's the name of our show, Two-Piece and Fry. Two-Piece and Fry.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Junior. This is Two-Piece and Fry.
Yeah.
You know what? Even better on the Food Channel if we just make science.
That's it.
We don't do nothing else.
Science.
Ain't never got a show by science.
Two sides.
Why don't
y'all be short ribs and tips?
Oh.
I'm with that.
You the short ribs.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care at this point.
I just know we need a show. Yeah. That's all I know.
Oh, we could just do this. We just go to TV land and just do Salvin and Son all over
again. All over again.
Yeah. I'll be Fred, you be Lamont. I'm good with that.
I can be Lamont.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Well, Steve, do you like any of these ideas?
No, I don't.
What?
Oh, we could do this.
What?
We can go on that channel with Yana Van Zandt. We mess up your life. We don't fix.
We mess up your life.
Yeah. Come in there. We
will jack your life up. Credit gone.
Yeah. Here one even better.
Bankruptcy.
Here one I think we should do.
Go ahead.
Ain't nobody doing this.
What?
He not even know, but ain't nobody stayed over there long enough. Me and Tommy gonna stay. You documented us. Two Negroes going to North Korea. We going over there. Two Negroes going to North Korea. Don't know nothing about the land. Might end up in jail. Right. Don't know what the hell
no,
we
you
eat.
Will.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
are all these dogs firing up?
Where they taking us? What? This show here. Go be exciting every week.
Steve, you have nothing to say. None of these shows.
He said he didn't
your
like
interest.
Them.
None of
when
them.
When they go to Korea, it'll be the last you've seen them.
Yeah.
If what they about? Go to North Korea, they can go to South Korea.
Yeah, all day. Yeah, we're friendly over there.
And that's our Travel Channel show. That's a good show. Uh-huh.
So not fix your life, mess up your life. Okay.
Oh, we can get political. N-word CNN.
N CNN.
Yeah.
I think we should do that show. Man, you ain't gonna believe these bleepity bleep 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 today.
No. No, Junior, call it N.
Yeah. N.
And the last
wait a minute,
two words
Junior.
Is nightly news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Junior. Steve,
like
do
that.
You like this?
He might like,
you like
that.
I think he liked that.
Yeah.
Okay. We just gonna keep pitching now. We got to find something.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. Another. You know what, dog?
Huh.
This is something that ain't been on TV yet.
Huh.
What? Because of all the protests and everything.
Uh huh.
We kneel at stuff in front we ain't supposed to be kneeling in front of. We just some kneelers. You got a problem on your job. You're like, about we come in and kneel. If
we kneel for you. All
we
right.
Kneel right there.
The kneelers.
Yeah, the kneelers.
Keeping up with the kneelers.
Not to be confused with the kneelers.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we
yeah.
the kneelers.
We the kneelers.
I think Steve likes some of these ideas.
Tell him it's going to work. It's going to work.
Coming up at the top of the hour, as promised, Carla's reality update. We want to see
that's
what these Real
show.
Housewives.
Right there.
Of Atlanta
Ooh,
are doing.
We
what?
Just update reality.
We just update reality. That's my show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, get ready. She is here. She has all the news. The one and only Carla Farrell. Reality update.
All right, thank you, Nephi. Here we go. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Stay
Steve,
back.
Shirley, Tommy Jr.
They mm-hmm. are back, and your girl NeNe Leakes is back.
She's in
so
there.
So much shade. She's
in there, man.
She is in there. Now, Kenya is married. You know, we talked about this last week. Kenya mm-hmm. was on Steve's talk show not too long ago, and she talked about, you know, getting married. But she did a quickie wedding and didn't tell any of her friends or her family, not even her dad. Mm. And, you know, she's really, really close to her dad. So take a listen. The ladies are there, NeNe, Cynthia, and Kenya. They're talking about this quickie wedding that she had. Take a listen.
My husband and I met months ago when I visited one of his restaurants in New York, and I didn't have any idea that 7 months later I'd be walking down the aisle with the man of my dreams. I have a fairy tale ending, and that's all I ever wanted.
How come we weren't invited? That's the first damn question.
No, because we eloped. I didn't invite anybody. I wanted to have my dad there, but I knew that if he said the wrong thing, and I know my husband,
this is gonna mess up everything.
Yeah, so she was saying that's why she didn't invite her dad and, you know, her family. You know, NeNe went on to say that she was confused why she didn't invite Cynthia. This was supposed to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you invite your friends to the wedding? Anyway, Kenya went on to, she refused to tell the ladies her new husband's name and told them to call him Bay or Baby.
What?
I'm calling
your man
your husband Bay or Baby?
Baby.
Yes.
Calling your man.
I ain't calling your man now. Yeah, but
makes for a good storyline, though, huh, Carla?
But you can't say it. You can't call him that if I'm sitting there.
Right. I didn't get that at all. She would not reveal his name in this particular episode. His name is Mark Daly. Anyway, the newlyweds, they don't live together either. They're not living together. And I know what you're thinking. Kenya just bought that new home, Moore Manor. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
The new house and the housewarming party, and she said that it's haunted by her ex-boyfriend Matt. You remember Matt? He kind of vandalized her property last season.
Is he dead?
Matt?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's not dead.
How
is the house haunted?
That's what she said. That's just something that she said.
Haunted?
Meaning that her man didn't want to live there.
His ass is dead.
Yeah. That, hey.
If you living and you haunting a house, you coming by.
Right. I don't know. It was really weird as to how she was talking about her husband, her new husband, and the house, and why they weren't together and not saying his name.
Yeah, say it.
I talked to her on my talk show. Mm-hmm. All of these women, when you talk to them alone, away from the group, away from the cameras, mm-hmm. are some really, really bright women.
Oh, yeah.
Candy
very
Burns
smart.
Is a very, very bright woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I enjoy talking with her.
Yes.
Phaedra is a super bright person, man. Mm. She's a very intelligent girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Kenya. But man, when you put them in a group, what group of women that you have ever known get together and go out to dinner and don't like each other, but they go every week and they take trips together? Who the hell do that?
Well, you know, Kenya also said on your talk show, Steve, that she was going to try to squash the beef. She didn't want any drama. She said that on the show on Sunday either. She doesn't want any more drama. And speaking of Candy, you talked about Candy. Candy and Todd, you know, her husband, they are growing an empire. They are really trying to do it as a power couple. They have a new restaurant, the Old Lady Gang, you know, with her mom.
It's
and
good,
her mom.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've been, Junior?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you've been there, Junior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her is good.
Yeah, some good cooking. I mean, folks were lined up to get into the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Candy and Todd are on the right track. They are doing it. And Candy is not fake. She is not speaking to Portia right now from all of the drama.
That's right.
Right, from last year with Phaedra, Steve. Now, you know, Phaedra lied an epic lie last season. And she's no longer on the show. And
I don't have
Candy,
a problem with a person lying. I understand.
But that was pretty damaging, the lies that she told, allegations.
Steve.
It was pretty bad. And the producers asked her not to come back to the show. Cynthia celebrated her 50th birthday. She's looking good. She's so beautiful
to
me. She's
gorgeous.
Very beautiful.
Oh, my God, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very pretty. And Portia is not scared of NeNe. You know, NeNe Portia went to NeNe and said she didn't appreciate her basically saying that NeNe went on Watch What Happens Live, basically was trying to say that Portia should have been fired for her part in what happened last season with Phaedra. And NeNe denied saying something like that. And then Portia was like, there's video evidence. So bottom line, Portia is not afraid of NeNe, and she's just not having it. So we will see. Like I said, it was the first episode. The season is back. Sheree is back. So we will be watching.
You know, I think it's going to be difficult because, you know, it's going to be hard for them to maintain a cool personal life. Peter and Cynthia are gone.
Yeah.
You know, because of this show.
Like she's missing him, though.
I mean,
yeah, on this show. She called him and invited him to the birthday party, Steve. It looks like she still has feelings for him.
I don't know
about
that.
Why would she invite him to the...
Well, she invited out there. Her daughter encouraged her to extend an invitation to Peter, and she did, and Peter said he could not make it. Hmm. And she looks like her feelings were hurt. It looks like she still cares for this man.
Well, Carla, don't you think she's in that house, Lake Bailey, and it's so romantic and beautiful, and she probably misses that part of their relationship, you know?
Yeah, she's a little lonely.
When they were good.
Oh, you can get somebody to come through that.
Yeah. Oh, we got...
What happened?
Nothing.
Okay. And moving on quickly, that's Real Housewives of Atlanta. Switching gears, season 5 of WE TV's reality show, Tamar and Vince, will air tonight. And, you know, Tamar and Vince, they have been in the news. She has filed for divorce. So the show is still going on. Tamar has been doing promo tours to promote the show by herself. But the couple has officially announced that they are filing for divorce. And that is reality update.
Reality show.
Yes. You just said it, Steve.
Yeah.
We'll be back 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we're done with all this,
No. We ain't done with nothing. Because sounded like he thinking about putting Carla reality update on TV.
You mean Steve?
And if 42? He is. Hold
on. Sound like she
Wait,
got
hold
something.
On.
I was
hold on.
Saying.
She got some after all this stuff.
I'll
we just got to
do it.
We bitched them. Okay.
Better than El Negro?
Excuse me,
yes.
El Negro. Let number 42 talk. Go ahead, Steve. What you had to say?
Yeah, I just think she has something a little bit more substantial that people can. Negro is going to be
Thank
a hard.
Okay, how about this on? How about this on? On the history on the History Channel. Just like when they searching roots to find people's history, we find out who your real daddy is. You see what I'm saying?
I hate you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Maury Povich.
Maury Povich.
No, we talking about your African daddy.
Yeah.
We take you all the way back down your lineage.
like roots.
This is real roots.
Right.
This where you came from.
Deep.
Chicken George deep. And Kizzy.
Forget that.
Uh-huh.
Way back.
Way back.
We show you all your daddies. Your great, 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 great granddaddy.
Behold, the only thing greater in life than itself.
Yeah, we take you
him.
Do that.
Okay, how about this, Uncle T? How about this, Uncle T? This is a pitch meeting.
Yeah, this is a pitch meeting.
Okay,
Uncle T,
instead of Shark Tank, Loan Shark. You know what I'm saying? We show you where you can borrow money from. You understand what I'm saying? Loan Shark, what you think?
God, he doesn't think anything.
Okay,
come
I know.
On,
he,
come on,
he
come
got
on.
F you is a great
that's
show.
That's a show
what
right
is
there.
That?
Huh?
What
that's
is
a great
that?
Show.
This is for people that don't have it in them to say it to the people they want to say it to. Me
that's
and
not
June,
a good show.
It's a great show.
Okay. Well, have you heard the whole pitch, though, Steve?
I've heard enough.
But you say it every day.
This would be great. We show you, like, after you win the lotto, you win, like, $40, how to go back into your house and tell them,
yeah.
F you, man.
And if you don't pick up this show, F you, too.
Oh, oh God.
I ain't say that. I want to make a distinguishment between.
He's still trying to get on, Junior. Yeah.
Just a distinguish.
Okay. You don't even know the word, what to say.
Yeah, I don't even know, but I want to know Tommy's voice from my voice.
Okay.
Junior, you guys are either together or you're not.
You got to stay with me now.
I'm with you, but okay. If he don't put us
on. Don't worry. He fine. He got 42. He good. Look, Discovery Channel. Instead of naked and afraid, naked and ready.
What you ready for?
We teach people how to be naked. You understand what I'm saying?
But ready for action.
Yes. Don't be scared of your naked. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that.
Your thoughts, Steve? Your thoughts, 42?
I don't have no thoughts about this. I done told you, reality update is all
no.
I can see making.
Oh, no.
You got to be kidding me.
There's other shows out there.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Ha ha, losers.
I'm not feeling the reality update show.
Okay,
but you
okay.
don't have 42
okay,
million,
you ain't okay.
gonna be so on it doesn't matter.
All right, how
that's
about
why,
this
That's
here.
Why I ain't feeling it.
This a spinoff. Instead of Family Feud, Family Fight. We just have two families, and they just whoop each other behind.
Yeah, like Hatfields and McCoy.
That's it right there.
But without the guns.
Without the guns. Without the guns.
He might like this one.
Yeah, this would be a good... The
no,
whole family get
violence.
In the car and ride over to the other family house and just start whooping
ass.
I'm
sorry, they already have that
and,
show.
And film that. What's that show called?
A Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Wow, you guys have really, really
okay.
pitched a lot.
Okay,
but...
instead of Sesame Street, MLK Street.
So your everything going on.
You know how much
MLK.
Going on MLK in any city, and we go to every city.
We
and
take
shoot
you
our
inside
show.
The weave shops over there.
Yeah.
We take you to the fruit stand over
barbershop.
There. Barbershop. And the liquor store, all in one episode. You
Come
see
on.
That?
You get it all, Unc.
Yeah, in one episode.
In one episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore's MLK.
Yeah.
That is.
Everyone got it. The one in Virginia Beach, real nice, though. That's a real nice MLK.
Which
there.
One?
The one in Virginia Beach.
The one in Virginia
Beach. It's a real nice MLK. They got a mall over there that's open.
Keep trying. Keep trying. Coming up, time
Go
for back-to-back jams, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We told you guys not to sleep. Stay woke on local elections, and it worked. Folks went to the polls in what some are calling political payback against Donald Trump. Democrats won the governorships of Virginia and New Jersey on Tuesday night. Yes, yes,
wow.
yes, yes.
Come on, baby.
Yes, in Virginia, Ralph Northam won over Republican candidate Ed Gillespie, who the president is distancing himself from. He said that he didn't, you know, he said he didn't align himself with Trump, so that's why he lost. Ed Gillespie lost that race. Anyway, he scored well, talking about Ralph Northam now, he scored well in the Northern Virginia area, the suburbs, where many are anti-Trump. He also did better than many other Democrats in more rural regions, where Trump dominated Hillary Clinton a year ago. In New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy won the race to replace, guess who? Chris Christie as
Gone.
Governor. Out of there. Yeah.
Go.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. But what was Chris Christie running?
No.
Well, his term is up.
Term is
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
term is up. But he'd been governor for so long, Republican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had to get out all that bridge gate and all that.
Yes.
The window closing on him.
Yeah.
They're probably going to find out he got something to do with Russia.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think so?
Ooh. So he's somewhere, Christie's somewhere just packing on weight to get ready to go to prison.
What?
It's for storage.
Yeah. It's somewhere just eating.
And did you see what the president said to North Korea? Steve, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he told them, quote, don't try us. You know, he's over there on his 12-day Asian tour, okay?
Yeah, see, this is cool for him to say because he has not been to war.
Mm.
Let's kill the war talk. I got the sanctions. Let's do what we got to do. I understand that. But let's kill this talk about war. See, because you're not going to go just like you got the 5 deferments not to go to Vietnam. You're not going to go. None of your kids are going to go. War ain't good for nobody, man. And I just don't like this bold talk.
Yeah.
Don't
trust
because you're talking already to a fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
This dude in North Korea, man.
Well, you know what, Steve? He's smart enough now since he's over there in that area not to call him Rocket Man and all of that. He backed down from all that kind of tough talk.
Because you just, get your ass blowed up over there.
He just said, don't try us, sending a stern warning to North Korea. He also said that the North should not underestimate the U.S. He argued that the U.S. and allies will not be intimidated or blackmailed by the threat of nuclear weapons. Now, what did they fire back? Kim Jong-un said something like, we stopped listening a long time ago.
We're no longer listening.
Yeah, we're no longer listening.
Yeah.
She just fooled. Yes. Yeah. We're no longer listening.
We're no longer listening. So there you go with that one. Yeah, but at least he, the president has tempered some of that, all that tough talk, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's over there. Okay. Yeah, so.
Kim Jong-un,
nothing to play with.
He sent his uncle to the dogs.
Yeah.
He sent his uncle to the dogs.
Yeah,
anybody where they had that crazy. I wouldn't talk.
But everybody in the over there got that same haircut. Yeah.
You better.
Anybody. Let me find out y'all ain't wearing this right
better.
Here.
You better.
Yeah. Everything Kim Jong-un wear, the whole country got to wear.
Everybody wear.
When Dennis Rodman goes over there, he got to wear that
off. I don't give a rat's ass.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day with just one more thing. Guys, everyone knows comedian D-Ray Davis, right?
Yeah.
That's my dude.
He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's funny.
You know him, Steve, right?
I like him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's in a relationship. Well, let me not call it a relationship.
He my hero with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is.
He calls it a three-lationship.
Oh, yes.
And he talks about how it works. He was on The Real, you know, that talk show, The Real, mm-hmm. As a guest host. He talked about his three-lationship. He has two live-in girlfriends.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. One he's been with for 5 years, mm-hmm. and then another one he's been with for 2 years. Mm. So Lonnie Love, our girl Lonnie Love, shout out to Lonnie Love. We love you, girl.
PBU, Lonnie.
Uh-huh. She asked D-Ray which one he would marry, which of the girls he would marry. He said, this is what he said. He said he would like for his two girlfriends to marry each other.
Yes, come on, boy.
And then he would just be with them.
Now, that's how you roll. God, dog.
The loudest one on the show.
You so stupid.
Is married.
It's married.
Who don't like this setup right here?
I don't.
You're so stupid.
I'm stupid.
Beyond.
Okay. But I tell you what, I want his stupid.
Okay, if you had to choose.
Too damn me.
If you had to choose.
I want that stupid
over
there.
$42 million stupid. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, yeah. D-Ray also revealed that his ladies, his two girlfriends, his live-in girlfriends that he's in this three-lationship with, he said they are unbothered. They don't care about people who criticize their arrangement because it works for them.
So they hang together and everything.
Yeah, it works for them.
Yeah. Shirley, come on. People, men used to have
are there
three
pictures
or four
of
wives.
Them together?
Hell yeah. Let's see.
Google it.
Shut up, Tom.
Google it. I didn't look at it. I envy. I want to be him.
You might have that opportunity.
If I can die
if you
and come
on.
Back and be D-Ray, what? Who mad?
I mean, that's.
In other entertainment news.
If I get 42 million, I'm going to be D-Ray.
See, that's why you don't
hell
have it. That's why you don't have it, because you don't know how to act.
I promise you, I'm D-Ray with 42 million.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm proud of you, Unc. I ain't mad at you, man. I'm proud of you, boy.
God. All right. God. This is interesting, too, talking about relationships. Remember a while ago when Vivica A. Fox was in a relationship or dating, I should say, 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
back? There was
I
a
love
lot of,
Vivica, too. That's
yes,
she's a good
love
girl.
Her. Love her. A lot of drama surrounding that relationship. Well, she stopped by TV1's sister circle, and she talked about what went on in her relationship with 50. She says she wished she knew then how to treat a man like that. Mm-hmm. She said she thought they were dating. That he wanted a partner, and what he really wanted, what 50 Cent really wanted, was to take care of her. Oh. See, there's a difference. She said she didn't know that, so she was working hard trying to match him instead of trying to
match him.
That's what she said now. And she said instead of letting him be the man.
And see, that's the relationship I want with Uncle Steve. I'm going to let him be the man and take care of me. Yes, with this 42. What? Man, I'm not trying to.
You have nothing to offer.
What? You ain't never seen me cut a yard. I cut a cold yard, boy.
That's a show.
Cut a yard.
There it is. We back. Here we is. Me and Tommy show up at the most raggedest house.
And when we leave.
But when we leave, though.
Woo! That yard is nice, boy. What?
That's a great show.
Don't they have a show like that already?
Okay.
On HGTV. Uh-huh.
How about the Tommy Jr. Turkey Frying Show? We fry turkeys.
That's all we do. We in
we
so much grease.
Jalapeno turkey.
We in so much grease.
Mexican turkey. Asian turkey.
We do all these turkeys.
What?
Yeah, Caucasian turkeys, we what? Do them. That's just salt and
pepper. That ain't a lot of seasoning.
That's just salt and pepper. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's
pepper.
Real bland. That's
we fry
real
that
bland.
With salt and pepper. We got that.
Yeah, that's little,
we good. We on. Yeah. They turkey, that's salt pepper. That's
Steve.
It.
Steve.
But when we put that new olive turkey on you.
Oh, we got that.
Woo!
What's
that?
shoot that one up.
That's Zatarain.
That Cajun turkey. Cajun turkey. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You got that. That's a great show. Yeah. That's
spicy.
Show.
It's spicy.
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little
sad. Don't nobody want to watch
anything? Anything, Steve? Have they come up with anything yet?
Well, no, I don't get the frying turkeys. Absolutely ridiculous.
Right. But it makes a great
the dumbest
show.
Thing okay. I've
Let
ever
me say
seen.
This right. Let me be clear about this. You think you fish to make the 42 and walk off in the sunset by yourself? that what you think?
That we gotta find something
because he need to think again.
You better think again, partner.
He just
I promise you, you're gonna be rolling over in the middle of the night. I'm gonna be right there. Hey, thought about anything? Huh?
We got a show.
We gotta work this out, partner.
How about this, Tommy?
Okay.
How about you and Junior?
Okay.
Okay.
Who have a strong desire to be extremely successful.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you add just one more ingredient to your formula?
What? This is boring.
One more ingredient.
What else do we need? We got you.
So, like, we on baby food?
Me, you, and Junior? What else do we need?
See, we on right baby here. Food.
See.
They said that was boring.
He got us on Similac.
Yeah. We got Similac. Add one more. We want put some collard greens in the bottle.
All right. What other ingredient we need?
You just have to heighten your work ethic.
Hey, man. I knew he was going to make us work for it. I knew he...
But you thought he was just going to give it to
okay.
you?
Okay. He want us. I know what he's saying, Tommy. He want us to pitch stronger.
Come on, 42.
Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have a wonderful weekend. I sure will.
You ain't going to make it with the 42 bites. I'll tell you that right now. Keep trying with the oh, man. Doing.
Thank you, folks. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
That's what we missing.
Daddy, I keep trying to tell you.
We need the Lord.
All Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.